3 minutes to the hour is the time, and always around this time on a Wednesday evening, we talk careers. I'm joined on the line now by Sabina Trench from Schlienua Careers. Good evening to you, Sabina.
Good evening, Aidan.
And thank you very much indeed for joining us on the programme. An email this evening, Sabina, from AL. I have an interview coming up next week, and I have a lot of preparation done. The one question I dread is, tell me about yourself. That often comes at the start of the interview. Where do I start and how do I approach this?
Right, okay. Yes, your emailer is absolutely right. It often does tend to be that kind of opening question that the panel think, I suppose, is helping to set you at your ease because, you know, you should know about all about yourself. But something as broad as, you know, tell me about yourself. And people sit there and they kind of wonder, well, are they asking about my hobbies and my interests and I'm married with three children or whatever it is? But I'll tell you here and now, the way to approach that is to start as you mean to go on and look at that question against the job specification and start talking and hitting, I suppose, scoring those points that are on the job specification.
And when, you know, when a person is asked that question at interview, obviously the board doesn't want to hear your life history from start to finish. So, you know, how do you distill it down into maybe 3 or 4 minutes or even less that's going to perhaps catch the attention of the board or perhaps one of the members of the board, the interview board? Mm.
Well, I think a good starting point is definitely when, you know, when you're talking about tell me about yourself, really you should think of tell me about your CV or your career to date. And then it's a case of think relevant, not recent. So it's very important because, as you say, some people, they could be working for 20 years, they could have had 4 or 5 jobs, and they start into this big long spiel about, you know, and then I started here, and then from there I moved on to, you know, whatever, manufacturing. And a lot of that stuff isn't relevant. You know, you need to go back to the job specification. For example, in a lot of job specifications, they might say relevant third level qualification. So I would, and that often is the first one on their list. So I would start off straight away with, as you can see on my CV, I graduated from wherever with a degree in business studies. So that straight away is ticking a box for somebody on the other side of the table. Another thing there might be at least 5 years experience in selling and sales. You might, so therefore, from your side of the table, you need to be saying, and you'll see that in the last 12 years, I have moved from, a marketing role through to a sales role on the road for the last 10 years. So, you know, I meet that criteria as well, you know, and you're constantly going back to what you have and how it meets what they're looking for on the other side of the table, because they effectively have in front of them your CV, the job specification, and they're literally ticking as you talk.
And is it the case, Sabina, that this is a question that's likely to be asked by an interview board where you're coming into the company, as it were, or applying for a job within the company, not where you've been working for the last 25 years and they know everything about you?
Well, now there's a good point. That's a good question, actually, because sometimes it's even harder when you're sitting in a company that you've worked in for some time. And the assumption can be that, as you say, that they do know all about me on the other side of the table. But the reality is often that while they know a certain amount about you, if it's a particularly large organization, they may not know the detail of your work. So they might know that you worked, we'll say, in the production side or in the distribution side for the last 10 or 15 years, but they may not know that you were responsible for doing a complete overhaul and organising new processes and procedures there to make sure that, I don't know, deliveries were, you know, handled properly and efficiently and, you know, reduce their loading times by 10% or something. So they may not know that level of detail. So you do really need to approach even that situation a little bit like these are new people and they don't know you.
So clearly then, in a large organisation where you may have a variety of different departments, that question may in fact be very, very relevant. I'm just thinking of an organisation, let's say, like RTE, about which I know something, and whether you could be working in radio production or television production or management or accounts or the financial area or the legal department of RTE. You know, because it's a small campus and there are 2,000 people employed there, many people won't know many other people, so that question could be as relevant as any other question.
Yeah, it's definitely true, because as you say, the big organisations here in Mayo as well, now, you know, maybe not as complex as the RTE setup, but very similar in that, you know, somebody working on admin might never meet somebody down on the floor in logistics.
Exactly.
You know, so it is really important never to assume, because we know what that does. So it's never to assume that they know more about you than you think. It's really to treat those people on the other side of the table, whether you know them well or reasonably well, that, you know, they're not going to know all the detail of your job, and it's up to you to tell them what they need to hear, but specifically going back to the job specification all the time. And that will tie you and tighten you in, rather than the wandering, as we started talking about, you know, that, you know, wandering about, you know, tell me about yourself, and it has no beginning, middle or end to it.
So in relation to this query from AL, what's relevant is the job spec, that part of the work experience or the CV that's relevant to that, and you keep it fairly tight. This can be dealt with, I presume, in 3 or 4 minutes.
Oh, absolutely. And it shouldn't go on much longer, because you can't really talk, we'll say, in that question about your terrific communication skills or maybe your excellent networking. You really are sticking to the very concrete elements or aspects of the job specification that you can tighten in on and deal with those at the outset, like the qualifications, the minimum number of years, experience, maybe access to your own transport and a clean driving license. So those kinds of things are the easiest to deal with in that question, so that you're handling those and then letting the other questions to deal with communication skills and team working and all of that to flow then after that point.
And when you think about it, a question like that could result in a candidate actually making a complete bags of it, because, you know, within a couple of minutes you might find the 3 or 4 members of the interview board having nothing but boring faces and browned off and saying to themselves, I want to leave here as fast as I can and have a double brandy, because this is dreadful stuff.
Yeah, and I mean, because I have done, you know, we do a lot of interview training with people, and that's one of the questions that we start off, because again, it's an easy one, and it's a way of bringing the person in through the interview training process. And so often, like that, I'm sitting there and they're giving me a full ream of what happened to them since they left school after the leave insert and then through to college, and I'm now listening to 15 years of work experience on a kind of a shopping list. And it has nothing to do with the job that is in front of them. And it's really important to start as you mean to go on in an interview and start scoring those points, as we say, from the outset.
Very good, Sabina. We leave it there. Thank you very much indeed for joining us on the programme. And we'll talk with you again in or about the same time next Wednesday evening.
Lovely. Thanks, Aidan. Bye-bye.
And a very good evening to you.